And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776 is your number. You know that by now. And if you missed the first hour, got off to a little bit of a slow start due to some technical issues, but we're rocking and rolling now. We're at the Hyatt Regency Galleria, 2626 Sage Road. Come on out. Really good food. I've already had some sliders. They were terrific. AJ had the crab cakes.
Yep.
Sounds like they were terrific. Also had a little beer. So we're having a good time.
A little
bit. Yeah, so come on out and join us. Mario Ellie is now here.
Where's he at?
Right over there. People taking pictures with him. He's gonna
come
up.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's gonna come on with us at 6 o'clock.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You guys are buddies.
We go way back. We've done some sprint appearances together.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Super Bowl week?
I don't know. I think it was.
That was the only time we did.
It was whenever we had to do sprint appearances all the time.
It was Super Bowl then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
I think I did one with Jonathan Joseph, who's probably gone.
Yeah.
I did one with Kevin Johnson, whose career has gone to hell. Pretty much put the curse on everybody.
Who was I? I did another one with a...
I did one with A.J. Blue.
That's who I did one with, too. Yeah, I did one with
A.J. Blue. He worked out fine.
Yeah. But he's pretty good.
Yeah. The other two, not so much.
But what? Why didn't he play for the Texans last year?
I don't know.
Hmm. I asked him at the time, and he said he wanted to play for the Texans.
He did. And I know that they were going to – I know they offered him a big chunk, but he got a lot more in Jacksonville.
So they offered him a big-ish chunk.
Yeah.
And then he got offered a big chunk.
And really, we talked about this last year. I think the reality is you would have had to cut Jonathan Joseph last year to re-sign him. And at the time, I wasn't sold on Bouye being – you know, I mean, we had 1 year worth of good quality play out of him.
But you knew that A.J. Bouye had an up arrow next to his name, and you knew Jonathan Joseph had a down arrow next to his name.
Yeah, I'm just always suspicious of guys who have a great year in their contract year and they don't have anything like that in
That's
the
fair.
So I mean,
but in hindsight, whoops.
Yeah, in hindsight, it wasn't a good decision, but at the time, I'm not going to fault him too much for that.
But let's also face it that
he wouldn't have made a difference on that defense last year.
Maybe they go 5-11 instead of 4-12.
No.
No?
No, they were still going to be bad.
Because then the Browns would have gotten a little bit worse of a draft pick.
Yeah. Like two spots farther down. So they won't get Saquon Barkley with it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You all right over there?
No, I'm struggling.
It's because the chairs are mobile.
Now I'm better.
Okay, yeah. We have they gave us really nice chairs, but they're mobile. And I always struggle with that. I usually knock over a drink. Or a computer, or and he's got an extra chair over there. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know. It's none of our business.
Yeah, it isn't. You know, you missed it before you got here. Those two guys were basically doing their own NBA show.
I know. I told them talking regular season NBA is no way to make friends.
Yeah. Did you see that? There's a Weinstein update.
No.
Meryl Streep's ticked off at him.
Shocker.
Apparently, he's...
Do you know any women who are like, I feel like they're being a little hard on Harvey Weinstein? I haven't heard one woman say that.
Maybe his daughter?
I don't know. Even she's got to be like, God, Dad, what's wrong with you? Hmm. Does he have a daughter?
I don't know.
Okay. I hope not.
Actually, I think he does.
Oh.
But...
For her sake, I hope not.
Apparently, he used her as part of his legal defense. And she said that was pathetic and exploitive. She says it's true that he wasn't sexually transgressive or physically abusive towards her. Using her words, quote, as evidence that he was not abusive with many other women is pathetic and exploitive, she said. So he's basically saying, I'm not guilty because I didn't hit on Meryl Streep.
Okay. Would you hit on Meryl Streep?
No.
Me neither.
No.
She's not my style.
I'm not a fan. So
you're not a fan of her work or of her appearance?
Either.
Okay, me neither.
And I've always said people always talk about what a great actress she is, and that's just because she doesn't look good on
right
screen. Sorry.
It happens.
I don't find her to be a very good actress. Although, she was pretty decent in that the movie with Tom Hanks. But even then, she just overplayed the character.
Right.
Which she always does. She's overly dramatic. Which I know when you're an actor, that's what you're supposed to be.
That's the whole name of the game.
Yeah. But I've never been a fan of hers. So, no. I would not have.
Okay.
The one of your favorite guys is kind of in the news. There's
Donald Trump or Harry Potter?
Well, Donald Trump's always in the news.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Or are you talking about Frank Billingsley?
Well, he's on the news now as you're watching.
Yeah.
But no, not in the news. Is there something new with Harry Potter? Did he die?
No, I have no idea. No. I've never watched a Harry Potter movie in my life.
Did he win a Quidditch match?
I have no idea. I'm a grown man. I don't know anything about Harry Potter, unlike you and Jong. Who do Harry Potter trivia.
I do not do Harry Potter trivia.
You've never done any Harry Potter
trivia?
Okay,
maybe once. Okay. But I was part of a team, all right?
All right. Part of a team of nerdy-ass dudes.
Hey, I make no bones about it. I love nerdy stuff. I love geeking out on things like that. I'm going to do a Rick and Morty trivia in a couple of weeks. Can't wait.
I like manly stuff, like cigars and what else is manly?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Okay, I like whiskey.
That's right.
We have that in common.
And
beer.
And bowling.
When was the last time you went bowling?
I don't go bowling, but I was just thinking of stuff that dudes do. I was trying to pretend to be manly.
When was the last time you went fishing?
I don't go fishing.
When was the last time you went hunting? Those are all manly things.
20-something years. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Well, not human beings. I mean,
even then, it's been a long time.
713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. No, I have a very big dork side. I make no bones about it. I don't apologize for it.
You're a Gygaxian.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So, yeah.
Who's the other guy that invented Dungeons & Dragons with Gary Gygax?
I can't remember his name. I remember Gygax.
You're not that nerd. You're not that nerdy.
Well, I haven't played in, let's see.
Can you play online?
I'm sure you could. I haven't really.
I would imagine that Dungeons & Dragons would be big online because.
Well, see, I wanted.
Now, this day and age, if you play Dungeons & Dragons, you don't want your friends to know that. So you don't want to be like, hey, guys, you want to get together a Dungeons & Dragons game? That's a good way to get beat up in high school these days, is to say, hey, guys, you want to get together for some Dungeons & Dragons? So I would think there'd be like an internet club where they play, where no one's judgmental.
See, I was always hoping to get like an Xbox game that would
replicate.
That would be cool, right?
Yeah.
You're flying around on a dragon, you kill people. I mean, I think that'd be awesome. But
you kill people in Dungeons & Dragons?
Oh, yeah. Well, you kill orcs. You kill elves.
I hate things with orcs.
Well, you were okay with that Will Smith movie. It had an orc.
It was okay. It wasn't. I won't ever watch it again.
You're not going to watch the sequel?
No. Sequel's never as good as the original, and the original was barely palatable.
I do have one hockey play tonight. Actually, maybe two. For a couple people have asked. Rangers at Montreal. Rangers are +145 money line.
Oh,
give me a little New York Ranger action.
Look at you taking the dog.
Yeah. I've been on favorites lately, so.
Balls for days.
And the other game I don't mind, also at a plus number, is Colorado +120 at Edmonton.
Okay.
I'm not going crazy with those tonight, but I'm definitely playing the Rangers, and I might play Colorado.
Okay.
So there you go. Still on a 13-2 run because I haven't played much.
Look at you.
So.
That's a manly thing, betting on hockey.
Yeah, that's manly.
That's manly.
More manly betting on hockey or college basketball?
Hockey, for sure.
Okay. Well, it's more degenerate.
College basketball, that's like
It's more degenerate to bet on hockey because, look at this, I'm in Houston freaking Texas betting on hockey games.
I'm betting on Austin Peay against Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville tonight. Don't tell me that that's more degenerate.
I think it's in the same ballpark.
I mean, you're.
You know what would have been degenerate if I'd bet on freaking Olympic hockey?
That's pretty bad. I've got my three bets in college basketball tonight. Conference USA, Ohio Valley Conference, and the Sun Belt. That's pretty degenerate.
Why don't you give those to the people again for those who came in later? And, we can ask Brad Powers about that at 5:30.
I will. Florida Atlantic minus 6, UL Lafayette minus 7, and Austin Peay minus 4.
Somebody texted me a website where you can play online D&D.
There you go.
I'm going to check that out on the break.
Yeah, you will.
All right. Going to take a very quick break. Don't
go. Plus, you told me you've always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons naked. Now you can do that.
Only if there's like a really hot elf chick, you know?
On the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I can do that. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
Some breaking news from the spring training coverage. They're discussing the keys to chemistry. Yeah.
Is that like don't mix sulfur and or what?
Well, the prior story was that Correa and Altuve are elite up the middle. Also breaking news.
Do you think that Channel 2 is regretting spending the money sending their people there?
Probably not.
They're like, hey, what did you bring us? We sent you out to Florida for a week. What do you got for us? Well, boss, I'm thinking about doing a story about how Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa are good at sports.
That sounds good. I think the audience will like that.
That's all you got? Well, yeah, for now, I'm also thinking about doing something about how the Astros won the World Series last year, and they're going to try to do it again this year. Oh, okay, this is money well spent. Thanks, sports guy. Way to break the news.
Mark says, yes, D&D is played online via chat and messaging. My oldest has played with friends when they are in two different states. It's almost the same as when I played in the 80s. I actually, this website that the guy sent me on the text message, it says it's one of the most popular ways to play tabletop role-playing games online. It's a free-to-use browser-based virtual tabletop, and they've got all kinds of official Dungeons & Dragons content, including Tomb of Annihilation.
What's Tomb of Annihilation?
I don't know, but I'm going to try to find out tonight when I get home.
Okay.
Because it's either that or watch Olympics again.
And well, good luck, man.
I'm kind of tired of Olympics. So, well, I'm tired of Olympics and I'm tired of Pornhub. So
you are not. that's a lie.
Okay. Maybe not tired of it so much as,
yeah,
you know.
And when you get tired of it, you just switch over to YouPorn.
I've never actually tried that site.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. So we're out here at we're at the Hyatt Regency Gallery at 2626 Sage Road, and this is a very cool place, man. The food here is terrific. They're bringing us more food. Really good alcohol selection. AJ's about to dive into that margarita.
I am.
Okay, what is she putting in front of us?
I don't know. What is this?
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Those sound good. So, this is a cool place to come hang out after work if you work in the gallery area.
You just took my stuff?
No, what?
You took the whole plate.
You did take the whole plate.
Come on, dude.
This is what happens.
That's BS, man.
This is what happens.
That's nonsense. You don't even like jalapenos. Yeah, so I heard you order a Texas burger with no jalapenos.
Yeah, that's not a Texas burger.
What's the point?
Yeah.
You should have ordered a Michigan burger if you didn't get no jalapenos.
Iowa burger.
Yeah.
That's an Iowa burger is what
that
is.
Throw me a little of that sauce on there. No, that's a different sauce.
Yeah, man, you gotta know how to work your food here.
Yeah,
he's not used to this.
I don't know. It might be the same. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Hey, you want to hear about some drunk dudes?
I always want to hear about drunk
dudes.
I've
got two good DUI stories. A man was arrested on his sixth DUI charge.
Okay.
After a St. Johns County deputy, this is in Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida, of course.
Reported seeing a half-empty bottle of Fireball in the car.
Ooh. Honestly, I'll have a Fireball shot every now and then. A half-empty bottle, that's got to be like a .352 or something.
The deputy said that he noted... Well, first he saw 41-year Atul Dinesh Patel, three-namer, probably a serial killer.
Sitting, I call him AP.
He was sitting on the ground by his vehicle that had crashed into a tree. That's not good.
Thank you.
The deputy who arrived on the scene noted that Patel appeared nervous and was sweating profusely.
Okay.
He also reported that Patel had slurred speech, had difficulty standing.
Fairly common with half a bottle of Fireball.
And was unsteady on his feet.
Okay. Those are all symptoms. I've had that disease.
The incident report said the deputy noticed a large wet spot on Patel's pants and thought that he urinated himself.
Oh, no, no, no.
Patel told
that I haven't done.
Patel told the deputy that he had spilled a drink on his pants while driving. But he also added that he did not drink alcohol because he was diabetic. He said that he drove his 2016 GMC Yukon XL Denali off the road while he was searching for his phone. He said he pulled off the road because he had to use the bathroom. And then he said he was waiting on his friend to arrive. The deputy reported seeing a small open bottle of Fireball whiskey that was half empty near the gas pedal. After some investigating, Mr. Patel, who doesn't drink alcohol because he's diabetic, it was found out that he had five prior DUIs.
Ah.
So Maury Povich determined that was a lie. He is being held on DUI charges now, of course, and refusal to submit with a prior refusal.
I don't. How do you get six DUIs? How do you keep getting put back on the road? Explain that to me.
Slow your roll, Fred.
Oh,
let me get to story number two.
Okay, because I thought after like two or three, you had to get your license suspended.
That's what you would think,
or at least be taken to prison and treated roughly by your cellmate.
That's not how it works in Billings, Montana. A Billings man has earned his 10th drunk driving conviction. After a sheriff's deputy found him passed out behind the wheel with an open beer bottle in his hand. That's enough evidence.
I watch a lot of Law & Order, but I think as evidence that goes pretty well.
William Sweet, who's 57 years old, made his initial appearance in Yellowstone County Justice Court on one count each of driving under the influence and driving with a suspended or revoked license. Dispatch received a report of a potentially drunk driver in the area, and the deputies found him in a Pontiac, idling and holding a beer. An open beer, mind you. The vehicle was still in drive, but not moving due to snow and ice.
Oh, that's even better.
The deputy butted the front end of his patrol vehicle up to the Pontiac and turned on his headlights, but Sweet did not wake up. The deputy knocked on the window, but that had no effect. So he opened the door and gave Sweet a sternum rub. Which, by the way, it's 2018. You can't just go around rubbing drunk dudes' sternums.
In the Harvey Weinstein world, yeah, you can't do that.
That'll get you fired.
That's after HW, man.
Sweet smelled of alcohol. His eyes were red and watery. And the deputy noted that his speech was slurred and unintelligible. Sweet provided a breathalyzer sample, which yielded a blood alcohol content of 0.182, which, by the way, like, hearing how wasted he sounded, that 0.182 is a pretty disappointing number,
sir. I'm hoping for mid-twos there at least.
That
the fireball. Did we ever find out what the fireball guy was?
No,
because he wouldn't take a test.
No, he refused to take the test.
He was a 3-point. If he peed on himself, he's a 3.1.
Sweet was taken to jail and booked. Deputies learned that he had prior DUI convictions from 1989, 1990, 1991. That's a 3-year run, mind you. And then he was like, you know what? I got to stop this. So his next one came in 1994.
That's a pretty good gap.
But he got 2 in 1994 to make up for lost time. Then he took some more time off, 2002, 2004, 2009.
Wow.
And then he didn't have one for 9 years.
Well, probably didn't have a license for 9 years.
That's probably true.
What is this nice young lady bringing us?
What have you brought us here? Oh God.
She heard the story.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, we got to do it, right?
Yeah, do we?
Yeah.
I'm going to give mine to Drew.
No, he's too young.
Drew's not too young.
No, he's 14, man. You can't drink. All right. This is a manly thing, no question. So, yeah, we'll do a toast to the Blitz.
There you go. Let's do it after I tell you about Man Centers.
Good plan.
And listen, guys, if you are worried about low testosterone, it's a real thing. It can affect a lot of parts of your life. It could affect you in the gym, could affect you in the bedroom, could affect your fertility. And Man Centers wants to help you with that. But they're not talking about testosterone injections. They're not giving you the fake stuff, the synthetic. Because synthetic testosterone can damage your fertility, can cause dependency, can cause long-term health issues, can cause shrinkage. Nobody wants that. I don't know anybody who's like, I wish my junk was smaller. Nobody says that. Listen, there's a misconception that if you're having fertility issues, you should just go to any old urology practice. That's not the case. Man Centers is a premier medical practice. They focus on reproductive urology and male fertility. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today and set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. And they're now booking appointments on Saturdays. No more excuses, guys. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and it is time for Brad Powers, lead college football analyst at pregame.com. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. And, Brad, you can settle an argument for us. Who's a bigger degenerate, a guy in Houston, Texas who bets NHL hockey or a guy who bets Sun Belt basketball?
Oh, I definitely think the NHL hockey in Houston is more of a degenerate, no question. But at least, the basketball is, a little bit centrally located there, at least in kind of that area. But, I would definitely say the hockey. I mean, there's a lot of times more handle on a Sun Belt basketball game than there is on an NHL game.
Okay, there you go.
I stand corrected.
I noticed one thing on your Twitter that you've got a before we get to the college basketball, you've got Arizona to win the 2019 college football championship at 150-1. Not that you think they're going to win, but there's a lot of things that you can fade there. Talk about that ticket and why you played it that way.
Yeah, I think the knee-jerk reaction would be, $50 would have been better spent probably donating to the United Way or something. But here's the thinking behind it. Obviously 150-1 allows you a lot of wiggle room to use some hedging that we talk about in this industry. Here's what I do see from Arizona. I see a Heisman Trophy caliber quarterback in Khalil Tate. I believe I was asked on this show or several shows, does Khalil Tate offer up some value to win the Heisman? Well, to win the Heisman, you're going to have to win some football games. And I actually like Arizona's upcoming schedule for this year. They host USC, probably the best team in the Pac-12 South, at least heading the end of the year. They avoid Washington and Stanford, in my opinion, the two best teams in the Pac-12. Kevin Sumlin, I think, is a great fit, particularly the personnel he inherits. And Kevin Sumlin had great success in year ones, particularly at Texas A&M, where his quarterback that year, Johnny Football, ended up winning the Heisman, and A&M won 11 games. So I break that down, and Pac-12 South, in my opinion, very wide open. USC lightly experienced. UCLA, a brand new head coach. I think Arizona, in fact, I might end up picking them to win that division. If I can get them in the Pac-12 championship game, then I can start hedging that 150-1 bet and start playing the other side.
Well, let's get into some hoops a little bit. I've all my plays tonight, I feel like no one outside of me would care about. So I normally go over my plays with you. Today we'll try something new, and I'll just get your opinion on some games that that maybe the casual fan would care about. Although there's not a lot of card tonight on a Thursday night. There's not a lot of marquee games. But let's start with Arizona, who they seem to be a good, maybe not great team. What are your thoughts on them tonight? Do you think that they're going to start rounding into the shape that people thought they would at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see it tonight. It looks a little bit like a trap game for me because that number looks awfully cheap there at 5. Even though my power ranks have about 4.8. You know, it's tough laying a lot of points on the road. Arizona's defense has been the biggest disappointment this season, right around number 100 in the country. Offense has been pretty good. Oregon State's kind of a hit-and-miss team, although they have been much better. In fact, the home-away dichotomies in the Pac-12 have been probably more disparate than any other conference in the country this year. Great at home, poor on the road. That's just about the case for pretty much everyone. I'll lean with the -5 right now, but again, that looks a little fishy because I think that's relatively cheap considering the talent differential.
Let's stick with the Pac-12 because that's where most of the power conference teams are playing tonight. Oregon, Arizona State. I've been steadily fading Arizona State, but tonight doesn't feel like a night that I'm going to. Arizona State's catching 3.5 on the road at Oregon. It almost like Oregon's they're okay. They've shown some flashes, just like Arizona State has. Most of their flashes were early. Where do you think those two teams line up?
Well, if you've been steadily fading Arizona State since the calendar turned to 2018, you've been steadily making some money because they're 3-9-1 against the spread their last 13 games. Now, Oregon has been a bad matchup for Arizona State. They're 4-0 against them the last three seasons. I think Oregon, the buy price isn't too high on them because they're off back-to-back losses, the overtime loss against UCLA, which they didn't cover, a little bit misleading because they were covering at the end of regulation. I actually lean towards Oregon in that game. Again, the Pac-12, I mean, you just blindly play on the home team. You've been doing quite well this year, so I do lean with the Ducks there, -3.5.
Purdue is on the docket tonight. They are 8.5-point favorites on the road against Illinois, who's been pretty awful in Big Ten play. That number, again, though, feels a little bit like a trap. It seems like Purdue should wreck Illinois, but 8.5 points, that's a number that could entice you but could also make you look foolish. What do you think about tonight?
Yeah, again, I'd like to lean with Purdue, but this team has not covered a point spread since January 20th. They're 0-7-1 against the spread. I mean, last week I was thinking that they were in decent shape on the road against Wisconsin off a couple of back-to-back and nail-biting losses against Ohio State and Michigan State. They lose that game outright as a double-digit favorite. Then I turned right around, and I thought it was a good spot for them playing a Penn State team off a huge blowout win against Ohio State, short travel. They're actually short rest and traveling for Penn State, and Penn State nearly outright upset Purdue. Edwards is out again for the Boilermakers. Yeah, I'm not going to be laying that kind of point spread here on the road with a team that's 0-7-1 against the number. Would like to lean with them, but I'm just going to pass.
All right, I'll go ahead and I'm only going to ask this because it's local, not because I'm playing this game, Fred, but because Rice is playing tonight against Florida Atlantic. I'm a sucker maybe because I saw Florida Atlantic -6 and I jumped on it because Rice looks like they've basically quit on the season. Florida Atlantic's not great, but they're a lot better than Rice, and Rice is they don't have any home court advantage. What do you think about that matchup tonight?
Well, you're right there with the – I think it's the public handicap. If you believe in the betting percentages, you know, Florida Atlantic, one of the more popular public plays today. And if you looked at recency bias, then you're absolutely right. I mean, it's tough to back a Rice team that's only won one game since January the 6th. Meanwhile, Florida Atlantic's shown a little bit of life. But I'll say this, tough for me to lay 6 points with a really bad team. They haven't laid this kind of number since about the 18th of January. Give them credit, they did cover against Charlotte and Florida Atlantic. Nowhere to go for me other than slight lean on the home team, but I will not be getting involved with my cash on that game.
Well, let's stay with the other team in town. Houston's at Memphis tonight, -7. Where do you have Houston in your power rankings now after last week where they got a really good road win at Temple? They beat Cincinnati. How much did you bump them, or will you bump them, and what do you think of them tonight at Memphis?
Yeah, the latest edition of my power rankings that I post each and every Friday, last edition had them right around number 37. The next edition, since they've exceeded expectations since then in the last couple of games, they'll probably be in right around number 30. So they've kind of moved off the bubble line as far as I'm concerned. Again, it seems like a cheap number considering how well Houston's been playing. They really took it to me because I actually thought on the road at Temple might have been a bad spot for them after the big win over Cincinnati. What do? They're on the road laying three against a red-hot Temple team at that point and just absolutely crushed the Owls in that game. So that to me was the more impressive win than actually beating Cincinnati. And I know it's the second road trip for them, maybe a little bit of a trap. And the market, and the bigger money's on Memphis in this one. The line opened at 7, now it's down to 6. I'm still going to roll with the Cougars here minus the points. They continue to roll.
All right, that's Brad Powers. He's the elite college football analyst for pregame.com, but he's also really good at basketball. And he and AJ agree a lot on games, which is always fun. So, Brad, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the time, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sound good. Take care, guys.
All right. So you feeling better or worse now after talking to him?
About the same.
Okay.
So yeah, I didn't ask him about my other two games because they're too degenerate.
Yeah.
But the game that he said he would go with the home team, so he'd go against me tonight if he were playing it, but he won't play it.
So there you go. Hey, you know what today is?
Today is Thursday.
Today is February 22nd.
That's also an acceptable answer.
Yeah,
but my answer was right also.
Yes, it is Thursday, which means Sunday is your last day of live racing at Gulf Greyhound Park.
Oh, say it ain't so.
It's almost here. And this is going to be the end of the meets. You're not going to be able to see live racing for a couple of years now.
I'm going to set up a dog track in my backyard.
Yeah, for your dogs?
No, for neighborhood dogs.
You're going to put like a rabbit and then we'll bet on them?
And people can come and bet.
And then we'll put numbers on them and everything.
And I'll take a rake.
I see. I think you need a license for that, but that's okay.
Here, I'm not going to tell anybody about it.
All right. Well, so go on down to Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck. And if you're not familiar with it, it's on the way to Galveston, 2004, right down there. Just jump in. And you can go to the races and catch live Greyhound racing. It's a fun thing to take the kids to, and you've only got a few more days. February 25th, the last day of live racing at Gulf Greyhound Park. And if you want to check them out, give them a call at 409-986-9500. That's 409-986-9500. Now, they'll have simulcast racing every day. You can get Greyhounds and horses every day down there. But you want live Greyhound racing 2 days left after today. And Saturday, tonight they're running at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 6 o'clock, and then noon and 6 o'clock on Sunday. And then that's it. It's adios for another couple of years. So Gulf Greyhound Park, go on by, watch, wager, and win at Gulf Greyhound Park. We're off to the races live.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt Regency. And if you are looking for a cool place to hang out, maybe you want to take the, maybe not the wife, but the other one.
There we go.
This is where you bring her. Very cool place. Now, good place to stay if you're in town and you need to be in town for the weekend. Come on
or
over here.
Or if you want to have like a staycation.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You could do that. And there's really good food here. They brought us a lot of great stuff, good alcohol, and really nice people out here. So come check it out. Tomorrow, come see us at Sam Houston Race Park. And, yeah.
Fred, if you got arrested in Florida.
I would be so raped in prison.
If you were Florida man and you were about to be arrested but didn't want to give up your real name, what name would you say?
Vladimir.
Okay. What would your last name be?
Sabotkin.
Okay. My go-to when that happens to me is Fred Fowler.
Oh, okay.
I always just say that's who I am.
Actually, Frank Vanzetti is my
okay.
is my go-to name for it, for
well,
like when I don't want people to know my real name.
Jeffrey Forrest Poole. He gave a different name.
Forrest?
Yep. He gave the name, and I can't say it on the air, but you remember there was a show. There was a detective, like a comic book detective. His last name was Tracy.
Yeah.
And he, do you remember what that comic was called?
It was called Richard Tracy.
It's sort of like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you took that word, if you took Detective Tracy's first name and then you added face to it.
Face Tracy?
No, oh. no. His first name plus face.
Ah.
And then his last name is Johnson. So it's Bleep Face Johnson.
It's Richard Face Johnson.
Is the name he gave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he told the cops that he would beat. He said, I'll beat every cop's ass in this place. So he's kind of like Riley Cooper, except less racist.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Riley Cooper was at the country music show and he said, I'll fight every N-word in this place?
Yep.
And everybody's like, dude, Riley Cooper, you can't say that. That's super racist. This guy, not racist per se, hates cops, though.
Clearly.
I'll beat every cop's ass in this place when they showed up at his doorstep. Police said he took one swing at them, and even though he missed, he was still booked on charges of assault on a law enforcement officer.
If you're going to do that, you better make it
count.
Shouldn't
there be attempted assault on a law enforcement
if he
officer?
Misses.
I mean, he didn't even hit him. Come on.
He's a bleep face.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Mr. Face Johnson is currently still behind bars in lieu of a $5,150 bond. So we'll see.
So here's what we'll do. We'll make this kind of a dual Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Oh, I forgot that we had to do that.
Yeah, because I'm going to transition to the Florida of Asia.
Oh, okay.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Is the Florida of Asia Korea?
No, it's China.
I was thinking because it hangs off the edge, kind of
yes,
it's a peninsula.
From a geography perspective, yes.
Okay.
From a crazy stuff happening perspective,
Thailand.
Yeah, but see, they're used to that. You don't get these weird stories out of there. You just get weirdness. China, you're getting weirder and weirder stories. So we go to China, where Chinese officials, they're cracking down on a lot of things these days. Their latest crackdown? Funeral strippers.
It's about time someone puts a stop to that, to be honest.
I think it's the greatest thing ever.
I've, for the longest time, thought funeral strippers wedding shower strippers and baby shower strippers. I've always thought that was kind of inappropriate.
Those are silly. A funeral stripper, I like the idea. I mean, people are sad. You know, you got to celebrate at a funeral. You got to celebrate somebody's life. And I think there's
sense.
No better way than a half-naked woman.
That makes sense in a way.
It does in a strange way, but not to the Chinese. The country's Ministry of Culture. That's such a weird thing, a Ministry of Culture.
They know about art.
They could tell us what that is.
Unlike someone here.
Oh, stop. They announced late last month they'll be targeting a slew of provinces for their obscene and vulgar performances at weddings, funerals, and temple fairs. So, yeah, as part of the new crackdown, a special hotline will be set up for the public to report any funeral misdeeds.
Well, it's a shame. I'm sad to see it go.
I never actually got to see it, but yes, I'm sad to see it go also.
Will you want a stripper at your funeral?
Yes.
Okay. You don't want a lap dance, though, right?
No, I'm dead. I don't care. What I want at my funeral is for everybody to have
really
fun.
That'd be really awkward.
I want Eric to bring a bunch of beer. I want there to be a party. I want strippers. I want little people. I want a gladiator.
Methamphetamines?
If that's what you guys are into, whatever makes you happy. I want people
all
smoking
right.
weed. I want there to be a trapeze.
Woo!
I want it to be a party, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you want someone to maybe get shot with a gun? Not fatally, but like,
nah.
Like, whoa, you just shot me, bro.
Nah.
Like, not that kind of party?
No.
That's probably for the best.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I have not. I've never
Eric, have you been to Amsterdam?
What a dumb question that was.
Yeah, Eric Warner's here. Eric's going to come on a segment late because Mario Ellie's coming on at 6 o'clock. You got bumped from Mario Ellie.
Is that right?
Whoa, what's going on? Can you
fix
that?
Yeah.
Or Voldemort? So you've been to Amsterdam, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in the have you been to the red light district?
I have.
Okay. And in the red light district, there's women in windows in their underwear, right?
Yes.
And
topless too.
And the point of that is to advertise the wares, correct?
Yes.
You know what Amsterdam's gone and done?
What?
They've made it illegal for tourists to stare at the sex workers who are in the window.
What?
That's crazy.
Isn't that what window shopping's about?
Bingo.
That's a really horrible advertising campaign. Like, if Carbach had a billboard, you would want people to stare at it, right?
Absolutely.
That's the whole point. When you advertise, you want people to go, oh, man, look at that, and keep looking. And it sort of burned into their brains, like, this is the spot where I want to buy a sex worker if I'm ever in the market. Oh, we can't hear Eric, he said.
Yeah, well, you got to get the thing a little closer.
No,
to
I can't
mouth.
Hear him over the air. Does he?
Oh,
is
he not not over the air? Oh,
what's going on here?
Yeah, you've just missed some great insight from Eric. You have to have been here to have heard it.
Well, all right. We'll have to try to get that fixed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you while we're fixing that because we're going to need that to actually work. I'm going to tell you about Houston Can Academies, and Houston Can Academies is a really cool place. They take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance, and so many of them that go to Texans Can Academies do great, great things, man. And a lot of them dropped out because they had to get a job to support their family. Some of them couldn't get to school, so Texans Can Academies gives them free bus passes so they can get to school. They work around their job schedule, and so many of them do great things, go on and graduate. That makes us a better community. And guess what? You can help. You can be the next blitzer to step up, and all you have to do is donate a vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, tractor. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz and that you're the next blitzer that wants to step up, free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.